Support for this show comes from Sylvan Learning. When children love learning, they can tackle any challenge life throws at them. Sylvan's Insight Assessment can help you determine if your child is ready for what's ahead. It can also identify gaps in learning and point out areas that could be of concern for your child so they can tackle what's to come. And right now, it's the best price of the year at $29. Go to sylvan29.com to learn more and get your child's assessment for only $29. That's sylvan29.com.
Welcome to the guest show, Enteritis Blues. My name is Steve Lippman. I am here with Emily Anderson and Dan Volpone on a very special episode. Emily, how are you doing?
I'm good. I am in my car doing this in a parking garage in Center City. So perfect ambiance for a podcast.
Yes, this is a very stress-free week for Emily, and I'm glad that we scheduled something right in the middle of it. Dan, how's life for you, buddy?
It's fine. You know, it's pretty good. I'm excited.
Pretty good. So yeah, let's talk about our guest. Our guest today, he played three seasons at DePaul before he was drafted number 58 overall for the Sixers in the 2020 draft. Recently with the Delaware Blue Clots, Blood Clots, he won the G League MVP and Rookie of the Year, including being named to the All-NBA G League First Team, the G League All-Defense Team, and the G League All-Rookie Team. And then in March, the Sixers converted his two-way contract to a standard NBA three-year contract. Ladies and gentlemen, our guest today on the Gastroenteritis Blues is Paul Reed. So we're live here with Paul Reed on the Sixers. We're so happy to have you. Thank you so much for being here. How are you, man?
I'm good. I'm blessed.
All right. Well, speaking of that, I want to ask you, what has this season been like for you? You know, you split some time between the NBA and the G League. You competed in the G League bubble. You won the MVP with the G League, and then you got converted to a full-time contract. And it's all happening during a pandemic. What has this been like for you?
It's been good. It's been a great opportunity for me to grow. As a player on that off the court. I'm 21, so it's a big part of my life, you know, just everything happening so fast. I just got to grow up fast and adapt to this like new lifestyle.
For sure.
So yeah. I wanted to ask you, what was draft night like for you? And what was it like for you, especially when you got the call from the Sixers?
And Jazz night was crazy. Like y'all know, I got picked 58, so I had to sit down and watch 58 people get picked before me. And you know, it was like kind of humbling experience. But when the Sixers picked me at 58, you know, it was just such a good feeling that a team willing to take a chance on me. So.
You have connected very quickly with the Sixers fans, with Philly fans. What has it been like for you to now be able to play in front of Sixers fans as opposed to at the beginning of the season when there was nobody in the arena? Was that strange? And what's it like having Philly fans there?
No, it was a huge difference. The Philly fans gonna keep it real. I see, like, if you're playing bad, they gonna let us know, but when we're playing good, they're gonna have our back. So it's a bit different, you know, like we feed off their energy. Like every play, it just gives us more energy. Especially like me, you know, coming in, no fans. So I had to get used to playing with no fans, man. It was an easy transition for me. But when the fans came back, it just make it like way more fun for real. Cause you know, you got like people rooting for you in the stands instead of just like cardboard pitches.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. So, you know, definitely I can speak at least for everyone on this podcast. We love watching you play, and we were kind of wondering, you know, is there anything specific you're working on now to try to like carve out an even bigger role, even get even more playing time? Is there anything you're focused on in that regard?
Just making sure I'm doing the right things on defense. I think me being the best defense player I can be will get me more trust from like the coaches, and they'll be more comfortable putting me out there on the court. So for me, I think it's defense right now. I know the offense gonna come. Like I'm gonna have cuts. I'm gonna get offense rebounds. I'm gonna space the floor, do all that kind of stuff. But defense is key.
There's been a lot of talk about how close this Sixers team has been and how the chemistry and the culture is really strong with the team. Has it felt that way to you? And are there guys on the team that you're especially close with?
Yeah, it's definitely felt that way. I feel like everybody got a relationship with everybody on the team. It's all like positive energy. It's never like negative energy floating around. So when you're talking about championship teams, you know, I think that's extremely important. It's having everybody on the same page, on the same like mindset. And then the vets, you know, we got a lot of vets on our team. So, you know, they always looking out for the younger players.
Yeah, that's cool to hear. So we read a little bit about how you guys have some post-game parties in the weight room. And we were wondering, have you been invited? Have you won the big energy chain? What's all going on with that?
Actually, one of the weightlifting coach just told me, like, he would have gave me the big energy chain, like, this past game, if you had one.
Mm-hmm.
But somebody left it in their locker, so.
Oh,
gee. It was weird. But, yeah, I be getting invited to the post-game parties. It's just a great opportunity for us to like bond after the game. And sometimes we do it after losses too. So it kind of just helps us like stay locked in for real, you know.
Yeah, that makes sense. And that sounds pretty cool. You talked about this a little bit. You talked about kind of how the vets have been good to the younger guys. I was wondering though, coming from the vets and as you being one of the younger guys on the team, do you have any rookie duties? And if so, what do those look like for you?
Oh yeah, I got rookie duties. My rookie duties normally be just like carrying bags or like to the plane or to the bus or anywhere. Sometimes I had to go get some food or call an Uber or drop some off. You know, it's a lot of different, it's really just doing whatever the vets need for real.
So something that's caught on big time, which I'm sure you know and you've talked a little bit about, is your nickname. At the Sixers Arena, Matt Cord announces you as B-Ball Paul. What is the origin of that nickname? Where did it start for you? Do you like it? And are you happy that it's become such a thing that people know you by?
Oh, yeah. It started in like middle school. I changed my Instagram name to B-Ball Paul, and I never like went back. I never like changed it from that. So it started way back then. And it wasn't until like I started getting like offers and like senior year, people really started calling me that.
That's great.
It was cool. And then college, really, when people was really calling me that, like a lot of the girls calling me that at my school. It was crazy.
That's
like
great.
I was going, like, I go out to a party or something. Yeah, they'd just be calling me that.
That's a lot better than what girls in college called me. I'm happy for you. That's great.
Yeah, I think it's, you know, I think it's a really great nickname. Like, of anyone in the league right now, I can't really think of a better one off the top of my head. So I know we're big fans of it. So we're glad you stuck with it.
Support for this show comes from Sylvan Learning. As a parent, you want your child to have every opportunity, but giving them the tools they need to tackle every challenge, that takes a team. Now more than ever, educational support tailored exactly to what your child needs can make all the difference. That's why parents have trusted Sylvan Learning for 45 years as the ultimate teammate in their child's educational journey, instilling in them a love for learning and a passion for reaching the next level. And Sylvan's Insight Assessment can identify gaps in learning and areas that could be of concern for your child. It's a 360-degree view into your child's learning that you can't find anywhere else, and helps ensure that your child didn't miss something in school that might put them at a disadvantage in the future. And right now, it's the best price of the year at $29. Go to sylvan29.com to learn more and get your child's assessment for only $29. That's sylvan29.com.
So one of the things that was mentioned a little earlier, I think it was Dwight Howard talking about it a bit, and he said that you asked people to call you Allie, and I think you pushed back on that a little bit. Could you set the record straight? I think you said you were talking about Allie Oops, but then I was really wondering, do they actually call you Allie at all?
Nah, they called me Allie for like 2 months. That's what they thought I said when I first came, man. They thought I said, call me Allie. But I was really saying, throw me Allies. Weird, I know, but you know, I was a little nervous when they coach put me on the spot. I didn't know what to say. So I was just, the first thing that came to my mind, like, throw me Allies. But they misunderstood me.
They don't call you that anymore.
Nah, they start calling me that.
Gotcha.
I wanted to give you a pop quiz. Do you remember who you scored your first NBA points on? I'll give you some context. It was January 4th, which is my mom's birthday, as you know, on the road in Charlotte. You hit a driving hook shot sort of floater on this player. Do you remember who that was?
Oh, nah, we wasn't on the road that game, though.
Nope.
That was in Philly.
Was against Charlotte, and do you?
Yeah, it was against Charlotte.
Yeah.
It was one of the bigs. He had dreads. I think it was like Nick Richards or something.
Yeah, that's right. Number 14, Nick Richards. Well done. And the bench went crazy. Yes. And what was that moment like for you?
It was crazy. That was like, you know, my first NBA points. I was so happy afterwards. You know, that was just one of them buckets, you know, I'll never forget.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's great. We were hoping we could do a little, I guess, kind of like a speed round with you, where we'll hit you with, you know, kind of, you know, whether it's a person, a thing, and you tell us the first thing that comes to your mind, first thing you think of, if you're up for that. So first thing, favorite food.
Shrimp Alfredo.
Joel Embiid.
MVP.
Yeah. How about Isaiah Joe?
Sniper.
Jamario Jones.
Funniest dude alive.
How about your favorite movie?
Friday.
Your favorite sport aside from basketball?
Football.
Okay. And what would you do if you weren't a basketball player?
Investment banking.
Wow. Okay.
Love that. And last one, your favorite genre of music and favorite musical artist?
Hip hop. And I like, right now, I like Pusha T a lot.
Okay.
So that's the end of our lightning round a little bit. But you recently tweeted that you love Philly. And I know that, you know, as you know, we're Philly fans and we're, you know, connected with a lot of Philly fans. And we can definitely say the Philly fans have loved you for sure. What do you think it is that's kind of made you and Philly such a great fit so quickly? Because I feel like, you know, right away, it seems like, you know, both ways, it's been a good fit.
I think it's been the support that they've been showing, especially like through social media and stuff. I think I've been getting like a lot of positive energy from the fans, a lot of positive like support. So, you know, I appreciate that kind of stuff because I feel like it's not like that everywhere.
Yesterday on Twitter, you announced that you have a new website and that you're going to be making some Out the Mud t-shirts that people can get. People seem to have really latched onto that catchphrase and you have really popularized it. What does it mean to you?
The catchphrase, Out the Mud?
Yeah.
For me, it means just, I'll just give you like an example. So like billionaires, people think like they become billionaires, just like people think they are given like billions, but really they have to work for it. And a lot of times like they don't make billions just off by not working. And they don't really be having help either. They, you know, they gotta make it happen themselves. So, you know, for me, Out the Mud, just, you know, making it happen without like, I'm not gonna say without help, cause you need help, but making it happen on your own. When I was starting saying Out the Mud, you know, I meant that like, you know, just making it happen, like even if I gotta do it like on my own. Like all the little stuff, like reading books and, you know, doing my workouts, like in my room, like especially when we had the quarantine, doing my own workouts in my room, you know, just trying to grow in every way possible, becoming the best player, person I can be. That's how I take it.
Cool. I also wanted to ask you, you know, you guys had a great win over the Celtics last night. In my opinion, any win over the Celtics is always a great win. Obviously, you know, it's a big rivalry and, you know, you had a nice block at the end of the game last night. And I was just wanted to hear your thoughts on, you know, obviously it's your first season and your thoughts so far on the Sixers Celtics rivalry and what you think of it as having played in it.
The Sixers Celtics rivalry, I know it's like real. I know we two teams in the East that would possibly see each other in the playoffs. And but it's been like, I mean, we've been beating them. I think we beat them every time we played them this year. So it's been cool, you know. I mean,
yeah.
Man, we played them with Joe, so we got like our full strength. I feel like can't no team be that. Period.
Period. I love that. So, listen, we're basically going to get you out of here. Usually on this podcast, we have another host named Emily. She's getting married in 48 hours, so she couldn't be here right now because she's getting ready for that, but she wanted to send her wishes to you. She loves you. She's one of the people that's been talking about you a lot. So I wanted to make sure that I told you from Emily that she's sorry she can't be here, but she would have loved to, and she's a huge fan.
That's okay, Emily. Congratulations on getting married.
That's great. I can't thank you enough for doing this, for hanging out with us. We're such fans, and people will be really excited to hear from you. And again, really appreciate you being here with us, and we'll be rooting for you.
Hey, thank you for having me. I'm honored.
Paul Reed on the podcast.
That's awesome.
That was great. He was great.
Yeah.
Big thank you to Rob and Patrick from the Sixers for letting us have Paul on and helping to coordinate that. And again, yes, we did the intro with Emily. Emily was going to be able to do it if it happened very early in the day, and it ended up happening a bit later. So that's why Emily wasn't with us asking questions there, but she's getting ready for our wedding. We have to send our well wishes to Emily and to Jordy, and we hope that they have a great time on Friday at the wedding. And we're still waiting our invites, but hopefully we get them soon. And yeah, we love you, Emily, and have a great time on Friday. And yeah, anything else from you, buddy?
I think that was well put. Thank you to Paul. Good luck to Emily. Huge week for the podcast, really. So
big week.
Yeah, and it was great. This is our first. Paul was the first, NBA player at all we've had on. But I mean, specifically, current Sixer is awesome, and you know, everyone loves Paul. Super cool. We've been obviously wanting to. We've talked for a while about, you know, we want to see Paul get more minutes. We really enjoyed watching him play. So it was just awesome to get to talk to him.
Yeah, he was great, and I'm gonna go ahead and get this up as soon as I can. And yeah, thank you again to the Sixers, and definitely thank you to Paul, who now has us as lifetime fans. So so yeah, thank you again to them and best friends. I think that we really hit it off. All right, buddy. I'll see you soon.
See ya.
Hey, this is Scott Galloway, author, professor, entrepreneur, and most importantly, host of the Prop G podcast. We got a special series running on right now called The Future of Work, where I answer all your questions on, surprise, the future of work. Questions including, what are we missing when we work remotely? Or how do we handle work-life balance when a major opportunity comes knocking? From the provocative to the technical, we're offering insights you won't want to miss. So tune in to The Future of Work, a Prop G Pod special sponsored by Canva. You can find it on the Prop G Pod wherever you get your podcasts.